the clear evidence always indicates that the lower the price of alcohol, the more people will consume, and vice versa. And certainly, given the Irish tendency to move towards binge drinking, we would be very concerned that this below-cost selling is actually only fueling both health and wider social problems.
You would hope this is a once-off, because you have expressed understanding how competitive this industry can be.
Oh, without a doubt, and it's very clear we have a lot of sympathy with the local vintners at this time, primarily because there has been no action taken nationally on the cost of alcohol in off-licences, and our local traders here just cannot compete with the price of alcohol going out in high volumes from local supermarkets and so on. So we would be asking the vintners to really concertedly think how they can lobby collectively to make sure government brings a pricing structure into place that will make a minimum cost for the price of alcohol. And that would be very much in line with their National Vintners Federation, who a couple of months ago actually put out a call to government. And we would be asking the local vintners to now come on board with the forum to add some weight to that call.
And, of course, the net result of that would be a more even playing field.
That would be it, and it would make it much more effective for us as well, because the off-licence is a high-volume sales outlet, whereas the pub tends to be very much a controlled sale outlet. And when the vintner decides that a person's had enough, they can actually stop them consuming and we'll send them home, whereas obviously when they buy it in high volume from an off-licence, we don't often know how much they consume when they take it out, and obviously the consequences of that when they're back home.